Now, chapter 25, we have here the kingdom. After the great tribulation, the Lord Jesus comes, he ends it, and then he establishes the kingdom. And this chapter brings us into the kingdom age. That's what the Old Testament's all about, that there's coming the king, and there will be the kingdom of heaven upon this earth. Now, that's what John the Baptist meant when he began his ministry, "Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Lord Jesus took up that message, "Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, our Lord, when they rejected the king, you can't have a kingdom without a king. When they rejected the king, there's no kingdom. And then he could say privately, personally now, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you." That's still his invitation today. It is a message to be sent out to individuals to exercise their free will. And my friend, you're making a decision, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not. You either make a decision for him or reject him. And somebody says, "You don't get me on that. I will not make a decision. I will not accept him, and I don't reject him." You don't? Listen to him. "He that's not for me is against me." You have to. There's no such thing as neutral ground. Now, we come to this wonderful 25th chapter, and it's a song. And this song has three stanzas here. We have first five verses, "Praise to God for deliverance from all past enemies." You see, now they've entered the kingdom, no more enemies. "Praise to God for provision of all present needs." Be wonderful to have someone here that will be able to meet the needs of mankind. Verses 6 and 8. And then, "Praise to God for anticipation of all future joys." That's verses 9 through 12. Now, will you listen to this? "O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth." This is praise to God for deliverance now. They now are in a time of great blessing, and this is a song of sheer delight and wonder and worship. And this comes from a heart overflowing, for the worshiper now has come into a new knowledge of who God is and what he's done. This is not the average song service that you have in a church on Wednesday night. Some of the saints sitting there wondering why in the world they came in the first place. May I say to you, this is those that are eager to worship God because of faithfulness and truth. Now, these are the attributes of deity, and they are foreign to humanity today. The scripture says, "Put not your confidence in man. Put not your trust in man." Isaiah's already said it. And faithfulness is the fruit of the Spirit and not the work of the flesh. And truth is the very opposite of man. You remember David said, "All men are liars." But David said, "I said it in my haste." Dr. Carroll used to say, David said, "I said in my haste, all men are liars." Dr. Carroll said, "I've had a long time to think it over." I still agree with David. Now, will you notice? Verse 2, "Thou hast made of a city an heap." You see, all of the past now is gone. There's deliverance from the enemies of the past. They don't need now a wall around the city to protect them. And now the strong people will glorify thee. What a picture. This means, I think, worldwide conversion. Verse 3, "Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nation shall fear thee." Man will turn to God in that day in the kingdom. The greatest, I think, revival, that is, of turning to God, is in the future. Now the night of sin is past, a night of the great tribulation. The day of the Lord always begins with night, the evening and the morning of the first day. "Weeping will endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." And that's what you have here, joy during this period, and what a period it is. And then we have here praise to God for his provision for present needs. Will you notice here, "And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things. Won't have to worry about putting on weight in that day. Reducing will not be a problem in that day. You can eat the fat things. Now, that has to do with physical provision, certainly, but it also speaks of the wonderful spiritual feast that they'll have. I think there are going to be Bible classes in the millennium. And very frankly, I don't know. Maybe the Lord will let me teach one in that day. I'd like to. And then he speaks here of the Feast of Wines on the Lees. That has a spiritual significance. The unutterable joys that wait those that enter the kingdom. Remember the Lord Jesus said, "Come ye blessed of my Father." What a picture that we have here. And I must drop down now and look at the anticipation of all future joys. That's verse 9. "And it shall be said in that day." We're moving now into the kingdom. "Lo, this is our God. We've waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We've waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." The world was deceived by Antichrist, but now the real Christ has come, the real Messiah, the real ruler of this earth. And I tell you, God and his salvation are going to be very vital to man in that day. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And what a wonderful picture that we have here. And this is a strange one. "For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest. Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill." Why is Moab introduced here? Well, I'll be very frank. It's very difficult to say. But when Moab is up, God is down. When God is up, Moab is down. And in the kingdom, Moab's going to be down. God's on top. That's the picture. For Moab, as you will recall, we mentioned the fact that it represents something. And Moab represents a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And then we're told, "And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall bring down Lalo, bring to the ground even to the dust." All pride of man will be brought down. And this is the period when the meek are going to inherit the earth. They're not doing too well today.